From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The value of U.S. field and miscellaneous crops is estimated at $159 billion in 2020, up 21% from 2019. According to USDA data, MorningAgClips.com reports Alabama production is valued at $955 million, up 9% from the previous year. Field and miscellaneous crops in Florida totaled $1.13 billion, down 1%, and Georgia crop value is estimated at $2.04 billion, up 8%. From the previous year. The restaurant industry has no doubt been one of the hardest hit during the pandemic. In fact, a LendingTree survey of more than 1,000 Americans, half of them say a restaurant they loved has gone out of business in the past year. AgriMarketing.com reports, besides mandated shutdowns that forced restaurants in some areas to stay closed for periods of time, eateries are also feeling the changing consumer behaviors, including those who've been avoiding or cutting back on indoor dining. Congress got a clearer picture of President Biden's trade agenda when the Senate Finance Committee questioned Katherine Tai, Biden's newly approved U.S. trade representative. According to AgWeb.com, Tai discussed the ongoing pursuit to enforce the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, but also the stance the Biden administration will take when addressing China. Tai says she was America's chief enforcer against China's unfair trade practices, experience she'll use once she settles into her new post. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.